Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. At least that's the day we are recording. You may be listening to this or watching this on a completely different day than that, and that's okay, but it's Monday here. I just want to start by saying if you are watching or listening live, you can call in. The call-in number is 845-277-9131. And I go live every single Monday and Wednesday at noon Central. Well, almost every single Monday and Wednesday at noon Central. So if you are not watching live now, you can join us live on a Monday or a Wednesday at noon, and I will answer your questions in the chat on YouTube. Or you can call in. Again, that call-in number is 845-277-9131. Oh, my goodness. 2 seconds later. That's what it takes in today's world. 2 seconds and it's gone. All righty. In a second, I'm going to get started with the show. I do have a couple of things to go over. First and foremost, I will never reach out to you. I will never... on any social media, in anything, I will never reach out and tell you you need work, you should get work. That's not who I am. You reach out to me. I do. Most people reach out via my website, tonig.info, or they call my business number, 414-897-2869, to appointment with me. I want to thank everybody in the chat that's been here for a bit, and I'm going to miss some names. Mimi, thank you for doing all the time stamps. I absolutely adore you for that. So Mimi goes through the shows, present and past shows, and time stamps all the clearings and healings that are being done during the show. So if you just want to skip ahead to that timestamp, you can do that, and we can all thank Mimi for that. Hey, Patrick, how are you? And everybody, happy first day of spring. Mimi and Patrick both brought that up to me today, that today is the first day of spring, spring equinox, yay! Hopefully that means it's going to start to get consistently warmer. hi, Rebecca and Sal. Kim, Heather, Terry, thank you for being here with us. Katie, hi. And I think, I don't know if everybody, I'm sorry if I've missed somebody. Fawn, hey Fawn. I'm so sorry if I've missed somebody. Please forgive me. You can post again and I will catch you. Hey, Ann and Aaron, Amy, hey. So, okay, you guys, couple songs coming through, and I've already done a couple of songs, but before I do the song, I'm going to do a clearing. A couple of clearings that I started before the show that I think are really important for the show. So the first healing and or clearing is for loneliness. So we are lonely. I get a yes. Let's clear that. All that caused, kept, and continues this feeling or being lonely has been healed, cleared, and released. I get a no, let's clear that. Okay. The next thing I want to say is I am getting a couple of songs, and I'm going to say very quickly, no, I cannot sing. I don't have rhythm unless I'm dancing. So there's that. That's your one and only warning for the whole show. Song I'm getting is Comfortably Numb. And I think most people know that song, and and Comfortably Numb, which I cannot sing. I cannot even keep a tune to that, a beat to that, whatever that is. And then that other song, it has been with me seriously for like since last Monday's show. It starts off, it's a heavy metal song, and I can't think of any other, no other words are coming to me. except for one word, and I think it's at the beginning of the song. And I am going to so muff this, but it's mother, something, 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 something. But that song, if you know that song by one word, do you remember that song? How many, whatever, to win? I don't know. I can't even say it. That show that you would be able to name the song in so many, whatever. So I can't remember. I'm not getting any other words to the song, okay, except for mother. No, it's not Bohemian Rhapsody, Amy. It's heavy metal. It's very, very heavy metal. It's like maybe like Metallica or something like that. Very heavy metal. And I wish I could get more of the song, but the only word I'm getting is that word, mother. Ah, gosh. And that's the only word they're letting me get for that whole song. It might be Danzig, Patrick. It might be Danzig. And then, hey, Genevieve. Hey, I thought somebody else stepped in, but okay, now the next song is for Sal, and it's I'm Walking on Sunshine, and Don't It Feel Good. So, Sal, that's your song of the day. And for somebody out there listening, watching, this song is for you. Oh, my gosh. I never thought I'd be singing this song, especially at this time of the year, but here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. I do not know why, but whoever that song is for, whoever you just thought of, that song's for you. If that song made you think of somebody or somebody, you know, you're going to know that song is for you. No two ways about it. You'll know it. That's your song. Okay. Yes, Patrick. Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your daughters. I don't know, but that is the song. Thank you, Patrick. Oh, my goodness. It has been making me crazy for like a week. For a week, a solid week, that song has been making me crazy. Okay, that's it, Patrick. I can always count on the YouTube group, the chat group, to come through with the music, who's singing it, what it's about. The other one is there's somebody on the other side who was a huge Michael Jackson, Prince fan. Whomever this is, they're not even giving me a song. Like, they're giving me, like, a collage of Michael Jackson songs, like, want to be starting something, got to be starting something, and then going right into the next one. Do, 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 do. I can't even do it. It's Thriller, though. And for all of you who did not get that, it's Thriller. And then, beat it, beat it. I can't even. I cannot even. Okay, okay, okay. Okay. And the names that are coming through are Sophia. There's a Sophia. So it's when I get a name, this is either the name of someone on the other side or it's from somebody on the other side to a listener. So it could be that your name is Sophia or their name is Sophia. But there's a Sophia. I keep hearing Sophia, Sophia. And then I am hearing the name Jonathan or John. Jonathan or John. And then I'm also hearing the name Leon or Leonardo, Leon, Leonardo, and Missy, Melissa, it's not Melissa, I'm just, it's either Melissa and Missy, which it could have been the name Melissa, but they called her Missy, not Melissa, because I fubbed that beyond belief. So if you know of these people or you are these people, there is love coming to you from heaven, okay? And then there's Diane. I keep hearing Diane. Diane is with you. Diane is with you. Diane is with you. Diane. Diane is with you. And play another round. Just go another round. Go another round. Like not like another round of, not go another round of drinks, but do like another round, like a sport, is it a round of golf? A round of golf. Well, it's not a round of baseball or basketball. Brilliant. Yeah. Okay. That's where I'm putting all of that right there for everybody listening and or watching. And thank you. It's so awesome that you're here. If you are on YouTube and you have a question or you'd like a clearing, please post it. If you have called in, I'm going to start calling out area codes. When I call out your area code, please give me your name and where you're calling from and have a specific question, meaning about love, life, career, finances, any area. If you'd like to connect with a loved one on the other side, I just need their first name, their relationship to you, like Judy, my mom, Phil, my uncle, and then any questions and or comments you would have for them. Okay. Oof. First person. Oh, my gosh, Patrick, that's so often. Diana used to tell me to play a round of golf on nice days. Patrick, I know that's for you. And this person has dark hair. I know I'm going to get this wrong. Dark hair. And so I know that's for you, Patrick. Awesome. I love that. Okay, I'm going to go to the first caller, and then I'm going to come back to the chat. I'm going to go to 780-780. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony, it's Jay. Come from Canada. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, Jay. How are you today?
Doing good. I get some good news for you, and that is I had a job interview on Friday, which is great. So I'm manifesting that for today. They're making a decision today. So my question is about career. So thanks much.
Okay.
For that.
How can
decision.
I help you?
Yeah. Yes, Sorry?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No problem. I just wondered if they're going to choose me, how to manifest that, maybe get my mother and more people on the other side to help manifest this job into creation or into fruition or into physical form. A little bit nervous about it too, so.
Okay, what I'm hearing, Jay, the best way I can put this is if it's not this one, it's the next one, but it will be the one that's best for you, the one that gives you I'm hearing the most bang for your buck. I hear you should keep, even if you do get this position, I hear you should keep looking, keep searching, keep putting things out there because you're going to get more. It's a numbers game. The more you put out, the more you get back. But I also hear, Jay, that there's something coming in that you can do privately, too, from your home.
Okay.
Privately from
Tello?
Your home. So you have a couple of options of what you want to do and how you want to do it. Okay, love?
Okay.
Okie dokie. I hope that's helpful. So even if you do get this one, keep looking because I just feel like the message that I'm getting is – this might be something that gets you from A to B, but B is not where you want to, that's not your landing point. There's something better that's going to give you more than this position will give you, okay?
Okay. Okay, I'll keep going. going on, and yeah, that's where it's at. Yeah.
Excellent. And Jay, if they absolutely say yes, but that doesn't mean you have to stop the search if it's not everything you want it to be. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. Great for the encouragement and great for the messages.
Absolutely, my pleasure. And thank you so much for calling in. I'm really grateful for that. I do want to say that there are a couple of things. I thank you, Jay, so much for that. And for anybody, I'm going to do a healing right now for anybody looking for work, wanting work, wanting new work or a new career or job. That path is clear. I get a no. Let's clear that path for you so the perfect work and or job opportunity with the perfect money and coworkers and all the yum-yums can come in. And I just want to say real quick to everybody, you know how I'm always saying, like, I want to have a margarita truck with tortilla chips, like an ice cream truck that rides the neighborhood. If you haven't heard me say that, well, I do say it a whole lot. I don't even drink margaritas. I don't. If I drink, I drink Busch 16, but I don't even drink margaritas, okay? And I drink rarely. Well, I saw a thing. It's called Bubbly Bar, and it's a portable bar that you can take to events and parties. So if you're thinking of having your own side business that allows you to be out there with people, you can either have somebody make you like this little, it was like the greatest thing because it's not a whole truck that needs like a big engine and everything. It's just something you hook up to the back of, like you can drag it along your car. Not like that, but, you know, it hooks up to the back of your car. And it's a portable bar. And, like, you can put in there, like, slushy machines for margaritas. And, oh, yes. For a person who does not drink that much, I sure do spend a lot of time thinking about how to entertain people with alcohol. Anywho, and then on another note, remote positions, Tesla, American Express, Apple, there was another one, Discover, and there are a couple of other ones where you can work from home. They train you. Apple will even send you a computer. These jobs range from, you know, 18 to whatever, 34 an hour. If you go to YouTube will pay you up to $720 a day watching videos and commenting on them. There's another company that pays you just to watch ads, and there's another one that pays you just to listen to music and give reviews. If you're sitting home anyway while you're waiting for your job to come in, these are great options, amazing options for in the meantime, in between time. Okay, folks? Okay. Okay. Erin wants to know, what areas should I look to buy real estate what areas should I look in for investment properties? Am I in the right career? Okay, Erin, that's two questions. I'm going to take the am I in the right career one. Are you in the right career? Yes. However, you will be transition. You will transition either up. You're in the right career for now. Eventually, you'll transition up, or you're going to transition over, meaning eventually there will be another area of expertise that you're going to go into. Okay, Erin? I hope that is helpful. It may even be the same type of work or the same career, but it will expand for you. I hope that's really, really helpful for you. Okay, I'm going to go to the very next caller, who is 614. 614, what's your name and where are you calling from? Hey, Modi, how are you? 614.
Hi, my name is Emily, and I'm from Ohio.
I'm sorry, where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Okay, Emily, how can I help you?
I was just wondering, will I stick with the job that I applied for and for how long?
Okay, so I'm going to answer this a little bit differently than you would think. We can stick with something for as long as we want to or can tolerate it. I do feel like you will be there for a bit of time. I feel like I did your job. I don't think we have ever after jobs any longer when we're working for other people. It's not like our grandparents who used to start at a company and retire at that company. I do feel like you will be with this job for a while. Can I ask, Emily, what are you going to be doing there?
I'm going to work at Kroger.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're going to be there for a while, but I do feel like you are eventually going to, I'm just going to tell you, Emily, this isn't like your career. I don't think, as of right now, it's not like your final career choice. I believe you're going to have a different career choice or skill that you're going to be doing. But this will get you to that point, okay? Now, at some point, they might want to move you up, and you can move up. That doesn't mean you have to stay with them forever. But I do feel like you are going to eventually move to a full on, I want to say a different career choice, a different area of a different career is the best way I can say that. I'm sorry that my words are not coming out better. I'm so sorry. But does that make sense to you, love?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And I know you're going to have some tough days there. Just get through the tough days. Remember, this isn't the end game. This is the game for now. Use this to get where you want to be, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, sweet girl.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, you guys, I am going to go to the next caller, but Anne is asking, do I communicate with pets on the other side? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I can communicate with pets on the other side. We're all energy. I could communicate with pets that are still here if you would like me to. 262, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Amy.
Hey, Amy, how are you?
Oh, doing great. I just got to work. Sorry, hopefully I'm not rustling.
That's okay.
So,
go ahead.
I wanted to talk to my sister-in-law, Chris, and then when you said Diane, my Aunt Diane had passed about a year ago, too. So it's kind of between those two, if either of them come forward.
They're both giving you the same message, and it's kind of funny, but to the point, it's like, mind your own, mind your own.
What? Oh, my God.
Which to me is hilarious. That's something that I would hear from the other side also, like, stay in your own lane. Don't worry about other people's lanes. But the biggest message they want to give to you is, okay, I'm hearing that song, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. So every time something comes up, and the message behind this is every time something comes up that's like a trigger or antagonistic or bothers you, look at why. What about this makes you uncomfortable and resolve that and then move on?
Okay.
Because until you resolve why it makes you uncomfortable, it's going to – somebody – like it's going to be – it'll keep coming up just with a different source or a different person. Okay, Beauty?
You know how pertinent this is.
I do. It's like that whole, I'm going to let you go because I know you just got to work and I know you'll be listening to the rest of the show, but I'm going to let you go do what you want, but I'm going to add this to that. So welcome, sweetie. I'm going to add this to it is that it's like when we date and we date a guy or a woman, a man or a woman, and something happens. So we break up with this person, and then the next person we date, the exact same thing starts to happen again. And the idea is when we're dating somebody, it's not all rainbows and puppies. Maybe when we're 16 because we don't have any triggers, but they're there also to help us heal. It's a matter of this person comes in to show us the things that we things that need to be healed. So if we can address those issues within ourselves without blaming the other person and heal them, then we are on the right track and we are moving forward in a beautiful, pertinent way. Okay. Okay. Anybody who wants to call in 79131, you can call in and ask a question or connect with a loved one on the other side. Remember, if you do want to ask a question, you have to press 1 for the hand to go up. Otherwise, I don't know you want to ask a question. Hey, Jay Francis, Modi. I'm going to try to get to some of the questions in the chat as well as on the call log. So I'm going to try to go back and forth and remember where I was without skipping anyone. I am going to go to Modi's question. Hey, Tony. Is there any message from my grandpa Joe or grandma Jean going through a big transition now? Okay, Modi. Okay, they have a very strong energy, like I just whirling around the top of my head. So I'm going to say, okay. What I'm going to say there first, the song that comes through is keep it, come in love, keep it, come in love. Don't stop it now, don't stop it, no, don't stop it now, don't stop. Keep on. They're having me keep singing this song, and I apologize because there's a verse coming up that's pertinent. Okay, the idea, okay, I tried to go ahead so everybody didn't have to hear me sing. The idea of this song is keep going, don't stop, and just stay in that energy, that strength and power of love in everything that you're doing. Even if something starts to like they're showing me like you, be strong, but if you start to falter, like keep it coming, love. And that feeling, that whirly feeling is them sending love into you, like take their strength and use it to keep going. Don't falter. Don't become faint. Faint meaning soft or weak. Forward. And don't stop. Just don't pause. Just keep going, and you're going to be through this or on the other side and where you need to be and want to be sooner than you could ever imagine. It's time to stand up. And I hear that song. I think it's by Stand Up, Hendrix? Is that? No, the reggae guy. Whoever the reggae guy is. The reggae guy. Which reggae guy? You know, the really famous reggae guy. Give me another one of his songs so they can know who he is. I think Stand Up for Your Right. I don't even know the song. Get Up, Stand Up. Yeah, Stand Up. But thank you, Katie. Get Up. Stand up for you. Yes, Sal, Bob Marley, that's the reggae guy. Oh, gosh, you guys, I hope you are laughing with me or at me. As long as we are laughing, we are good. We are so solid. Katie, thank you. Sal, thank you. Mo, yes. Bob Marley, Stand Up, Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Be strong through this. Don't back down. Keep me, Patrick says, keep singing. Patrick, this is pure torture for some people. Anybody who knows how to sing listens to me and it's like a cat in heat. I am so sorry. Okay. Yes. And then the next message that your grandparents, both of them together, are saying is, we got you, we got you, we got you. You cannot fall. You cannot fail because we will not allow that. There is no such thing as failing. There is just stopping. Okay, Mo, I hope that is helpful. I really hope that is helpful. Oh, I'm going to go. I can't remember if I did 203, but if you would like to call in, the number is 845-277-9131. 203, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Tony, hi, it's Pat from Connecticut.
Hey, Pat, how can I help you today?
Can you... I don't know if this is a medical thing or not, but can you see, did I make a good choice in purchasing some B12 tinctures? I am trying to solve the problem of my tiredness. Haven't figured it out yet.
Okay. B12 is a good choice. It's going to help with a number of different things. I also am getting, you need, I know this is going to sound very bizarre, but the first thing I hear is oxygenate. Like to oxygenate your system or your blood. And again, just for those of you who are watching, I am not a doctor. I'm not prescribing anything. However, God can say whatever the heck God wants to say to people. So here we go.
Actually, you know what? I made a mistake. It's a tincture. It doesn't have B12. It's got all the other Bs in it. Apologies.
Oh, that's okay. The tincture is good. I one thing about the bees, I believe the bees are one of the supplements. You cannot overdo it because they kind of, it's like seed. Your body absorbs
water
what it
soluble.
Needs. And the,
yeah.
Yeah. They, but what I am hearing for you is to oxygenate. There's a number of different ways to do that. I have a little, like a glass thing, and I put my water in it, and it's called Ion, I-O-N, and it oxygenates or molecularly, I don't know what it does, but it oxygenates, and it helps. What you can do, there are a number, what they're saying is look up ways to get to oxygenate your system. And there's a number of different ways to do that. They have little, it's not an inhaler, an asthma inhaler, but they have little things that look like inhalers that one would use for asthma, and you squirt it, and it just puts that pure oxygen in. People use it for when they're climbing altitudes. That's one thing that they're showing me. And there's a number of different ways, but I feel like that's what you need to do. I feel like that's going to help you. And I'm going to do a healing and or clearing for you, Pat, everybody listening who's been exhausted. We have just been exhausted. So we are exhausted. I get a yes. We're going to clear, heal, release that. All that's causing this. All that's causing this and keeping this has healed, cleared, and released. I get a no. So we're going to start clearing, healing, releasing all that causing this exhaustion, tiredness, lethargy. Let's heal, clear, release all of that. Sweetie, I hope this helps. Please come back and listen to this every day until you get to that point where you do feel where you feel better, but also do something that oxygenates your blood, your system. I'm just going to say system. Even if I hear the word blood, I'm going to say system for you.
Yeah. You know, I want to give you a testimonial I want to give you a testimonial, and also someone at one point said sticky blood, so that all makes sense. I just want to say to your listeners, I'm about to get another reading with Tony. It's all regarding my dog. For those of you who love her for her reading, she's also wonderful for your pets. She's helped me so much with my dog, so I just want to let everyone know. Think about your pets, too. Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
You know what? And you are so welcome. And the first thing I'm hearing for your baby is honey, or a honey type of treat. Not a lot, just a little right now will go a long way with your baby, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you, Tony.
Oh, my goodness. God bless you, too. And I love you, too, sweetie. And I look forward to talking with you very soon.
Yeah, talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye. God bless.
God bless, love. Okay, I am going to take more callers. If you would like to call in, 845-277-9131. Again, I'm here every Monday and Wednesday at noon. This call-in number, the 845-279-131, is strictly for the show. I've had a couple of people say they tried to reach out there to do a session. That is TONIG.INFO. And or my business number, which is 845-277-91. Nope. My business number is 414-897-2869. Oy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So somebody else asked me a question up here. I need to go back for a moment, up a little bit, from my previous German Shepherd. Okay, Katie wants to know if I can get anything from her previous German Shepherd, who is Dakota. So Dakota says you made the right choice. That is not what I thought I was going to say first, but you made the right choice. And I'm getting that one of Dakota's legs, I hear paw, but I'm seeing this area on the dog, which would be around what we would call like the shoulder joints, I guess. It was a bit problematic. And into what Dakota is showing me, the back and chest area. So whatever that is, you made the right choice. There's nothing that could have been done. It was very painful. And thank you. That's what I'm getting from Dakota. I hope that, and thank you. And Dakota is really grateful that Dakota was not treated like a pet, but like a fam, like a person. That was really important in hindsight. I'm trying to say it correctly, but I'm translating from a dog, so which is not a dog, from a soul that didn't always use words. So I'm trying not to say it like broken English, but it might come out broken English. It was really important to be treated like a person, really grateful for being treated like a person and so respectfully while on this plane and with the journey. And Dakota jumps on the bed every night, and even if there are other animals there, pushes them aside and is right there up against you at night. Just so you know that. Okay, Rebecca wants to know any messages from her mom, Rachel. I'm going to go to that right after I do 216. 216, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello, 216?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Where are you calling from?
Oh, yes. Hi, I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
And
my name is Patricia.
Patricia, how can I help you?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to find out. I plan to relocate to Las Cruces, New Mexico. plan to do this the end of June, when I should have all my dental work done. And but I don't know, is it Las Cruces itself that I'm moving to, or is it another town that is close to there, or what? Because I've been doing my research on housing, neighborhoods, and, of course, the housing, be it VRBOs and Airbnb, because I'm looking for short-term housing. And then once I'm there, short-term meaning 90 days, and then once I'm there, I can go around on foot and on bus to see neighborhoods, see what they look like daytime, nighttime, weekday, weekend. But I don't know if it's a town close to Las Cruces, and doing my research on that and just trying to find the resources and everything in place before I get there.
And yes, so I feel like that is your landing point. I feel like you are going to be in a neighboring town of that. You're going to end up like on the border of that or very close to that town. I do feel like your timeline is almost perfect. I feel like by July or mid-July, you will be in the area. Stick with your plan. You're listening to your intuition, and everything that you're getting is extremely accurate. So I just want you to know everything you've said to me so far, I was getting a yes, a yes, a yes. I didn't hear any no's, which is really good. So I feel like you should stick with this and follow it. If you end up a little bit, instead of by the end of June, maybe mid-July, that's okay. That two-week period is okay. That might just be your driving time or your travel time or something else that comes in. But I do feel like this is a very, everything else falls into place for you. Okay, sweetie?
All right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and I'm so grateful for your call. Thank you so much, and have safe travels. And let's do a clearing. Anyone going on vacation, anybody traveling for a relocation or work, we're all having safe travels. I get a yes. We're going to strengthen that. Okay, Ripton, though, is there any message from my mom, Rachel? Yeah. Okay, so I'm instantly hearing a song, but it's like a mashup song, and the beat of the song has been changed. So bear with me, folks, because this is going to be whatever it's going to be. So we know that song. All by myself. I don't want to be. But it has completely changed, and it's like empowering, and it's like, kind of like this new beat that is all by myself. I want to be all by myself. Just let me be. And I'm sorry. I know. You don't have to let me know about my voice. I know about my voice. But I'm going to give the messages however Spirit chooses to give those messages. And I'm sorry if that's uncomfortable for some people. I really do apologize. That is the first thing that is coming through from your mom, Rachel. And it's saying, don't be afraid to be alone. Be more afraid to be with the wrong person. Oh, mama, say it, sing it, praise it. Oh, yes, don't be afraid to be alone. Be more afraid to be with the wrong person or to just be with a person so that you have someone or can say you're with someone. That I'm getting is make that move. And then I hear this song, do a little dance. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry because I heard do a little dance. And here she's saying, it's better to be alone than with the wrong person. And then mama breaks out with, do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight. I would personally say those are two conflicting messages, but actually and surprisingly they are not. Okay. she is saying I am wrong. They are not two different messages. With the right person. With the right person. All right. Rebecca, I hope that is really helpful. Please let me know if that makes sense for you. And she's saying, like, and then I hear that song, we like to move it, move it. Oh, I cannot. Personally, that is my least favorite music. Anything that is repetitive like that, it is so off our frequency. I am so sorry. That's on. And she's saying there is a move coming in. Be prepared for a move. Whatever this, and a move can be a move with work, a move with home, a move with a relationship, any move. There's a move coming in, so be prepared. Get ready. You already kind of know what this move is. Own it. Just own it and do it like. Do it like it's, oh, my God, she is, like, break. You can do it, put your back into it. Again, your mom is such a character, Rebecca. Oh, my God. So what I'm going to say is whatever's coming in, you can do it. Just put your back into it. Oh, my gosh. This is crazy. Okay, that's what I have for you, love. I'm going to go to the next caller. The next caller is 805. 805, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. Donna in California. How are you, Tony?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I wanted to know if there are any messages to spirit for me, if they see me moving or getting more money or meeting someone, whatever they want to tell me, please, come from the other side.
Okay, Donna, what I hear is, oh, my gosh, this is so crazy. Okay, so they're reminding me of a message I got before the show started that I was going to say and forgot to say, but since you're from California, it reminded me to say it. So, yes. There is a move coming in, and when you make this move, you should have more money given the fact that you're going to move to the right location. So, Donna, I don't know if this message, this part of the message is for you, but earlier today, I was hearing that there are going to be a lot of people from California that are moving east, and that east would be like Utah or those states that border the east. Side, the east side of California, like just making that eastwardly move. There's going to be some people making that move. Now, what I'm going to say to you is depending on where you move will determine how much extra money you will have. If you move someplace, obviously, where it costs the same amount, that doesn't apply then. But I do feel like you're going to move someplace where the cost of living is dramatically less. And I feel like it's going to be very favorable. Now, I do feel like I'm hearing for your move September or in the fall, sometime in the fall. If you want to move sooner, that will be available. But as of right now, that's kind of what I'm hearing might be favorable as far as comfort for you in getting things packed and together and, you know, researching and doing everything you need to do. And that's what I'm hearing. I hope that is helpful, love. I hope that's really helpful.
Yeah, that is. That is helpful.
Absolutely excellent. Absolutely excellent. Thank you so much for calling in, and please do call in again. I look forward to talking with you again. Okay, love?
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
You too. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to scroll down and see if there are any other questions. On the line here. Kavita wants to know, hey, Jay, I don't know if I said hi to Jay. Jay, hi, how are you? I'm going to go. Hey, Joy, how are you? Now that I'm going through and looking at all of the messages, thank you, everybody, for joining so much. Thank you. Kate is here. Jay says, I love when Spirit brings through songs. Me too. I wish, I do love when they bring through. Kavitha wants to know if there's going to be any, are there any messages about travel this year? Yes. Kavitha, whenever travel is offered to you, do it. And the sooner the better. I do feel like I hear Spain. I hear there's going to be something else outside of the U.S. I'm not sure if this is, I think it's Italy because then I hear Rome or Roman. So I was not sure if it was Italy or Greece, but it seems like it's more Italy. I do feel like you're going to be traveling a lot more outside of the U.S. There will be some travel within the U.S. Don't worry about how this is going to happen. It's just all going to come together, and you're going to have that opportunity if you take it, okay? I do feel like you should be taking the opportunity to travel now, and it will be very favorable for you. Okay, I'm actually going to go to 520.
Yay!
Where you call? Hi.
Oh, my God. Lisa from Arizona. Thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. How can I help you, love?
Between me and Dan, what relationship do you see us having, please?
Okay. His name is Dan. And I'm sorry, what's your first name, love?
Lisa. Sorry.
Lisa. That's okay, Lisa. It's okay. Okay, Lisa, this is what I'm going to say that I'm hearing. I don't understand these messages, but you, I understand some of them, but not all of them. You can fiddle around as long as you like. It doesn't mean it's going to make a pretty song. I do not know if it's sending through that message, but that's what I'm getting. I'm going to just bypass all of the funny analogy messages, and I'm going to go straight to this. What I'm going to say to you, Lisa, is the reason things are where they are in this situation is possibly because there's something much better right around the corner, and if you're just patient, don't push this situation. But look at the other opportunities around you, and you're going to be pleasantly surprised by what you might find. I hope that makes sense to you, love.
It does. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And the other thing is, I get this message more than you're going to understand. Just because somebody's in front of us, it doesn't mean that's the person for us. Always. Sometimes it does, but sometimes it means this is just somebody who's helping us get to the next point, if that makes sense. I hope it does. But the person that, if you choose to look around, the person that you might end up seeing or will end up seeing if you choose to look around is someone that has a bit of, not a lot of charisma, but a bit of charisma. They can keep a conversation going. You're going to know they are extremely interested in you, but not that overbearing, uncomfortable interest. And you are going to know that the relationship has potential with this next person. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to give you a name. Before I give you a name, I'm going to say a whole big spiel of things. Pay attention to it. The name I'm about to give you could be the name of somebody from the other side, somebody that introduces you to this person, or it could be the person. Do not take this name and bite into it like a pit bull and not let it go, because this might not be the name of the person. It could be their, if it is the name of the person, it could be their first, middle, or last name based on the name, but Stevens, whatever that is. Now, again, this somebody named Steven could inadvertently introduce you to this person. I don't like being so exact with a message because you might the way we say, oh, I know exactly what that means, it might not mean that. So just because we hear the name Stephen, yes, it could be the guy's first, middle, or last name, but it could also be somebody that introduces you to the person or somebody on the other side that is bringing the two of you together. So that name, for some reason, should have relevance to you. Ah, okay. I hope that's helpful. And last thing, the next person has their career very in order. They know where they're going and what they want, and they're already somewhat successful. They're not as successful as they want to be. They have a lot of drive and character with their work, but they're not where they want to be, but they're working towards it, and they're going to make that goal. I hope that makes sense to you, love.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. You are so welcome. Absolutely my pleasure. I want to say hi to Elizabeth. Thank you so much for joining us, Elizabeth. You're joining us right at the tail end of this. And Sal, everything and anything I say on my show, please use it. Absolutely. Any analogy I give, anything. Sometimes I have to go back and listen because I know, like, spirit channels almost my entire show. And sometimes I hear things and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have to remember that. I have to remember that. So I go back and listen to it, too. So, yes, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am going to say thank you to everybody. I think I'm going to try to answer one more question. Jay Francis, I want to answer that question. That has been going on for 2 years now, but they keep us distracted with all these things that are happening, so we don't see it. And if I could do a whole show, I think I'm going to go on Truth and do a whole show on that topic alone, because there's what keeps us distracted. Okay, here's what keeps us distracted. Okay, here's what they want us to think is going on, and then here's what is actually going on. Okay, so stay strong and know that. Know that. I hope that makes sense to you, Jay Fran. Okay, on that note, oh my gosh, I have so much I want to say. So, okay, I will see everybody on Wednesday. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I love each and every one of you. So, stinking much. If I did not get to you today, I will get to you on Wednesday, or I'll try to. The chat starts about 15 minutes before the show does. You can call in 15 minutes before the show and wait in queue to get your question answered. And until Wednesday, please, please, please go make miracles with your life. You have one life. It's yours. Create it to be the life you want it to be. Thank you so much for being here today.